The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Planet Gridiron, where football lives. With your host, Damian Anderson.
Everybody, it's Friday. Welcome to the show, planetgridiron.com, the Damian Anderson Show. I'm Roland Hill, sitting in for Damian Anderson. Damian is back in Chicago, getting inducted into the NU Sports Hall of Fame, Northwestern Sports Hall of Fame. I got with me today my lovely co-host, Courtney.
What's going on?
Oh, wait, we got a song going here. You hear that song? Turn it up.
No, you didn't.
I did. And we got Marte Jenkins in the studio. Say hello, Marte.
Hey, how you doing out there?
We got a lot on the show today. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got the Bertrand Berry retirement. We've got the East-West game, the Shriners game tomorrow, and a whole bunch of stuff. Courtney, how was your week?
My week was fabulous. Let's talk about your week.
My week was, it was okay. It was all right. It was all right.
So for those of you who were listening last week, Roland challenged me to a 90-day challenge, but we went with the 8-week challenge.
She had to shorten it up.
Yeah, we had to shorten it up.
Be realistic.
So we are, we've got him doing the fitness challenge at Competitive Athlete Training Zone, and he survived 2 days.
Yeah, and I'll go again today. Now, I tell you what, those of you that are listening that are in the Phoenix metro area, Scottsdale, Chandler area, if you call in, and the number is 888-346-9144, if you call in, we've got a 30-day trial for you at the Scottsdale Cats, and CAT stands for?
Competitive Athlete Training Zone.
And I tell you what, they do their job over there. They really do their job. Marte, we got to get you in there, brother.
No, I'm good.
You're going to be wishing you gotten in there. Now, Bertrand Berry played 12 years. Nice career. What do you think about his retirement?
I think, you know.
Play with him? Did you play at the same time?
No, we played at different times.
Okay.
Different times. But, I mean, I think that he had a wonderful career, and it's always good to be able to go out on your own.
On your own terms. Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people don't, you know. And I think that if you were able to play as long as he has and actually be able to go out when you want to go out, maybe not the way that you want to go out, he'd probably rather had a Super Bowl or something like that, but the way, you know, that he played the game and he had a love for the game and the way he, you know, his career and everything of that nature is great. The way
I always say it's better to quit than to get fired. But he did. He had a really good career, and I wish him all the best. I know he's going to be doing some big things. I saw a little something on him today on the NFL Network. They were talking about him, and I think he's been back to the NFL Network, so he might got him a little job back there. If not, I know he's got something going on here. Shelly, his wife, has a daycare center here in Phoenix, out in the East Valley, which I believe may be doing pretty good. Kurt Warner, does he stay or go?
I think he's done.
Yeah.
I think he's done.
You think he'll follow Bert's lead?
I think so. I mean, you know, he had a great career as well. Mm-hmm. You know, Super Bowl MVP.
Talk about somebody going out on top. This dude, man, he can really, I mean, he is at the pinnacle of anybody's career, you know? I think he should go.
He shouldn't have no regrets. I mean, he had a great career. I mean, like you said, they probably wanted that Super Bowl before he go. But I mean, to be able to play that long and have the career,
but he's got a Super Bowl ring. He's got playoffs. He's got it all. He's got records. He's got everything. So he's ready to go. But now the question is, who do you bring in? Who comes in to replace Kurt Warner?
Would it be Donovan McNabb?
You think? What do you think, Marte?
That is a very good question.
Silence.
They got some big decisions to make. I mean, if Kurt go, Matt Leinart, I think his contract is up either this year or next year. They're going to definitely have a lot of shoes to fill.
You know, Matt is a good guy. I really like Matt as a player and personally as a person. And I really wish him the best. I really hope he gets the job, and I hope he works hard and he just gets right in there and learns a program and gets that job. But there has been talk about Donovan coming here. You know, Donovan's situation in Philadelphia ain't that great, you know?
And, you know, as soon as they lose, he's here the next day. So, I mean, he lives here. I mean,
he
loves AZ. So.
He wants to play here. Yeah. So why not? Why not talk to him? Mr. Graves, I don't know. I can't tell you how to do your job, but, man. Nah, Mr. Graves is a good man. I know you've heard about Donovan. So if you're listening, I'd like to see Donovan here. What do we got next?
All right. Well, let's talk about Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
Yeah.
What's Michael Vick
Michael
doing?
Vick's got a little deal going on. It's called the Michael Vick Project. It looks like he's got his own reality show coming out.
Who doesn't? So,
might as well. He's got some money to make up for, so.
Yeah.
I say he needs to leave all that alone. I say Mike needs to just play football, uh-huh. get paid, and just sit back and let it blow over, you know? They say time heals all wounds.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And if you keep digging him up, you know, people are going to keep talking about him. He can't go anywhere except where he's at.
Yeah, but on the flip side, I mean, you know, I went to Atlanta and I got a chance to hang out with Mike and know the kind of person he is. And sometimes you need to do that to actually show the kind of person you is and show your character to the public, because all the public knows is all the negative stuff. Mm-hmm. They don't know the real Mike Vick and the kind of person he is, the things that he do off the field. It's always the stuff that, you know,
the negative stuff
the media kind of blows up. So, I mean, for me personally, it's probably good because it's going to show a different side.
Does he have a foundation?
Knows.
Do you know? Does he have a foundation, work with kids or anything like that?
I'm pretty sure he does.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always been active, involved. Yeah, he's always very active, very involved in the community.
Well, I think Mike kind of got the short end of the stick on that one there. All his buddies, you know, all the guys hanging on, you know, draining him, you know, let's buy this dog. He probably didn't even know which dogs were there, you know, and they go to him, hey, who did it? And oh, Mike, you know, and that's not fair. You know, you don't treat people like that.
If anything,
you don't play football. You ain't making $7 million a year. Who did it? Me? You know what I'm saying? Right. You take the rap for it. You let Mike go on and do his thing because Mike's going to take care of you later. You know what I'm saying?
Then he found out who his boys were.
Yeah, exactly.
That's who they were.
I was thinking, like, you got the wrong people in your crew. Yep.
Exactly. Exactly.
all these stars is getting caught for different things, gun possessions and all this. I'm like, if you're the person you are and you have this big entourage, why would you want the head person in your entourage to go down or go get locked up or anything of that nature? Why wouldn't one of your boys?
And take the beef and, you know, go on.
Let him keep continuing to make the money and put some money aside.
Because that's what you're eating on. Yeah, that's what you're living on, man. Or you dumbass and you shoot yourself in the leg. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
How you shoot yourself? You know what I mean?
Just to briefly touch on that, I know y'all, that's probably gone and everything.
No, it ain't. Stupidity never dies.
It is, but it's the way that society views everything. You got Michael Vick, kills a couple of dogs, he gets 2 years. You got Plexico, shoot yourself, get a couple of years. You got the receiver, vehicle homicide.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He killed the guy. He was intoxicated. He got 21 days.
Wow.
How do you figure that? You know, you shoot yourself
sounds
2 years.
Those two should have called his attorney.
You kill a human and get 21 days. He was supposed to do 30, and he didn't do the whole 30. I'm like,
wow.
Well, you know, previous record, county, state, what they want to do with you, you know, it's all, you never know.
Well,
you never know.
It sounds like with this reality show that he goes back and revisits where the dogs were. And, you know, I don't know the logistics of everything, but he does show a lot of remorse and does maybe validate the person that he is.
I think so. I think it'd be good for him.
I really think
Mike Vick's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a stand-up guy.
I think he's a really good guy. He's got a good heart. And, you know, in some places, you know, when I was growing up, fighting dogs was just fighting dogs. You know what I mean? The guy across the street had 15 pits. You know what I mean? It was just what we did, you know, and I'm sure down south it was the same way. It's just like fighting chickens, you know.
But nobody says anything to, like, Roy Jones, he says he fights his Gamecocks, but it's not a problem.
Well, in some states it's legal, and so I believe here it's, in Arizona it's legal unless they change the law, because they had a lot of cocks coming out of here. It's Copper State fighting chickens here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's not. I don't know.
So,
I think it's backwards.
Well,
personally.
You know, be that what it may, it is what it is. And Michael Vick, I think you're a good guy. Just so don't fight no more dogs.
Yep.
Don't fight nothing, huh?
Nothing.
What about Obama? Obama starting a fight with the banks. Do you think he started that fight with the banks? What he said yesterday, that if a fight is what they want, a fight is what they'll get.
Well, those are fighting words. So
yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Pretty
much to the point on that one.
To me, it sounds like you're ducking and you're dodging what happened in Massachusetts with what was his name, Scott?
Scott Brown.
Somebody, Scott, Massachusetts. He said he was number 41, and I think they think that the healthcare bill is dead. But like we were talking earlier, mm-hmm. you know, it could be. Who cares? I think they went about it the wrong way. You know, it's kind of like the NFL now and the players. You know, where the players with NFL saying, the owners are saying, we want you guys to pay for, you know, some of the repairs around the stadium and pay for some of this stuff and that stuff. And the players are going, no, you pay us. You pay for all that. You're the employer. Well, you know, I got mixed feelings on that, you know, as far as players paying for stuff, you know. I think, you know, the owners pay for a lot of stuff, man.
So they, you think the players should be responsible for the damages to the facilities?
I think the players should be responsible for travel, their hotel, their meals.
Are you serious?
They need to pay because they can afford it.
We have a job, though. Yeah. You're an employer. So basically, if you work for a company and you had to travel, you would have to pay for your own travel, and you would expect the company to pay for your travel.
Exactly. I'm with you, Marte.
These people are like billionaires. I mean, do you think that that's really a problem?
Money, or no matter how much money, I think it comes down to employer paying the employee.
Yeah,
let me ask you this:
do they take taxes out for you guys?
Yep, every state that you play in, you got to pay taxes in that state.
No, wait! No, you got to pay, but do they take it out and pay that state? They give you one big check.
You still got to pay it in the year.
Yeah, but they don't take anything out. You're an independent contractor with them, right?
In a way, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
When you travel.
But you're still working for that company. You know, you're still working for them. So, I mean, if you had to pay for your own think about this. Okay, everything that glitters not gold. So think about the rookies. Think about the young players that came free agent that don't have – they can't afford that. Everybody doesn't have $1 million that plays ball. You get paid 17 weeks out of the year.
Right.
Some of the guys that got the big contracts, probably about 10 guys on the team, got the big, big contracts. Everybody else don't really have those big contracts. You're like minimum wage cats out there.
Well, maybe they should spread some of that money out.
I agree with that.
There we go. Now we're on to something.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break. Coming up, it's D-Day for Tiger. We'll tell you more about that when we come back. PlanetGridiron.com. When they thought pink polos are hurt to rock, before Cam got the shit to pop, the doors are closed. I felt like Bad Boy Street Team. I couldn't work the locks.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Hit it, hit it.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter, formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network with hunting and fishing info news, talking about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and getting more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific Time for IS Outdoors on the Voice America Sports Channel. With their combined experience of 60 years in the woods, Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they are also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. IS Outdoors offers brisk interaction with the audience, soliciting opinions and questions on a wide range of outdoor subjects. Tune in every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time to the IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Have we got a high-energy, all-access sports show for you? It's Outside the Huddle, starring Lemont Williams with co-host Jacob Greer. Each week, join Lemont and Jacob as they take callers, discuss the week's top stories in the world of sports, and sit down with active and former players to discuss their transition from sports to business. Outside the Huddle is a great resource for players making career transitions both on and off the field. Tune in Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific for Outside the Huddle on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
I'm in love with a stripper.
She dives and she rolls and she rolls.
Okay, cut that, Will. That's it's enough of
that's
that stripping
not funny.
Music.
You're the only one that's laughing.
Marte laughing.
Okay. Let me get my girl on the line, then. Let's talk about it.
We're back here on PlanetGridiron.com, the Damian Anderson Show. I'm Roland Hill sitting in for Damian Anderson. He's back in Chicago getting inducted into the Northwestern University Hall of Fame. And he'll be calling in here shortly, and we'll get a chance to talk to him. He'll tell us what's going on back there in Chicago. Here in the studio, we got Marte Jenkins. Marte, he played with the Cardinals, and who else did you play for?
Short stay with Atlanta, short stay with Denver.
Why you got to put short stay in the front of it, brother?
It was a short stay. People might go look it up and say, I didn't see him on the roster. Short stay. And then I went to Canada for a year. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Now, you were here for a couple of years, no?
I was here for four.
For 4 years, yep. Okay. And in what position did you play?
Wide receiver, kick returner.
Kick returner.
Pretty much all special.
Punt returner? Yeah. Or kickoff returns?
Kickoff returns.
Kickoff. Is there a difference between punt and kickoff?
Very big difference.
What's the difference?
The difference is when I run kickoff returns, I got time to see what's in front of me. I got a few steps to get going and run, build up my speed. Punt return, that's for the short, quick guys,
Okay.
Everything's right there. You got to react.
Tell me. I've always wanted to know, and I've asked DA the same question. What goes through your mind when that ball's in the air? When that kicker kicks that ball and you're standing there waiting for it to come down, what's going through your mind? What are you thinking about?
Well, it depends. I mean, for one, you think about the return, depending on what return is called. It might be a left return, right hash return, middle return.
Oh, man, you're getting too technical. Because I know you were standing back there on that line. You're like, man, I better catch this, man. I had to catch it.
No, I've always done, when I played, I've always done my homework. So I always knew when the kicker, where he was going to kick by his alignment and the way he approaches the ball.
Oh, there's a study to it.
Oh, yeah.
There's some technique to it.
Yeah, it's always a technique on where a punter or a kicker, not a punter, but a kicker is actually going to kick the ball depending on his alignment. So I always studied and did my little film work to know when they're going to kick it. So I was always comfortable where he was going to kick it. So I was always just thinking about my return into
okay.
the house.
You ever take any to the house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Here in Arizona? Who'd you play for? Who was the coach here? Denny?
No. I was here 2 years with Vince Tobin, 2 years with McGinnis.
Okay. All right.
You didn't see how you gonna bring me on the show and you ain't did your homework?
I did my homework, but I just gotta have questions for you.
Okay, I was just checking.
That's why I'm asking.
You know, I do a whole 2 NFL records. You know that, right?
Well, no, I don't, so go ahead and tell me about it. I'm sure Roland knows.
Roland was supposed to know that. He was supposed to know that.
What you got?
Well, Damien was supposed to tell me that.
No, I was definitely fortunate enough to be the first kickoff returner to ever. Well, I had the most yards in a single season.
Okay.
The record was held by Tyrone Hughes from the Saints. He had 1,600 yards. I ended up with 2,186.
Wow. You still holds that record?
Still holds the record.
Really?
And I also had the record for the most kickoff returns in a single season, which was 82, because, you know, we wouldn't.
You got a lot
but
of
now
returns.
Let me ask you this. Even though with those records, and even though you guys didn't go to the Super Bowl, or did you ever make it to playoffs while you're there?
No.
Okay. Have you been out of the league long enough to get nominated to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. But I don't think I'm getting nominated out of the Hall of Fame for no kickoff return record.
get your yellow jacket.
Yeah, not for that, man. My speech, I ran the kickoff returns well. Yeah.
I run the ball.
But I did, you know, even though I had a lot of returns, I did lead the lead in average. I had the highest average in the NFL as well.
Okay.
So, and I still didn't go to the Pro Bowl.
You didn't go to the Pro Bowl?
Desmond Howard. He had 1,000 yards less than I did, went to the Pro Bowl. Congratulations, buddy. I'm still pretty mad about that. But no.
But you played for the Cardinals.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. What are you doing now?
Well, right now I do a couple of different things. Right now I have my own company called Standout Sports.
Okay.
And I do speed and agility training for kids from the ages of 7 to 18.
Okay.
So I figure that any kid that is not sports specific, is not, you know, I train females, males, all sports.
For all soccer, baseball.
All sports besides golf, because I don't think you can get faster in golf. So, but all those other sports I definitely take heed to. I train kids on the proper way to run, technique, deceleration, acceleration, change direction, way to drop the hips and stuff like that.
So, right. Now, you ran track in high school.
Correct.
Now, what were you, state champion or?
Yeah, I did my thing in high school.
What events did you run?
I ran the open 100, 4x1, 4x2.
No hurdles?
No. No.
He said, no hurdles.
Yeah, I just want to stay on ground and run.
And you played basketball. Were you a baller?
Yeah, I balled. I mean, I grew up wrestling, playing basketball pretty much. I played, you know, I ran track.
Wait. Did you say wrestling?
From Iowa, man.
He is from Iowa.
From Iowa.
Okay.
From Iowa. We grew up wrestling. You know, boys club, you had wrestling, you had basketball. We didn't have a whole bunch of football.
We don't wrestle.
Yeah, you know. It's different.
So wrestling, flag football, you played a little bit? Or?
No, I played Pop Warner football in 7th grade.
Uh-huh.
And then I did not play again until my senior year in high school.
And why not?
Well, because I was a hooper.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of skinny. You know, I just wasn't like I was physical, but I wasn't physical in state because I thought, you know, everybody thinks football, you get hit hard, everything hurts and stuff of that nature. So I actually my junior year, I transferred schools and I just wanted to play basketball, run track. So my basketball coach was the cross country coach. He was like, you know, my athletes run cross country. Then I played in the sport. So I ran cross country my junior year. And I said I would never, ever, ever in life do that again.
Wow.
Run cross country?
Man, was running like miles every day. I was like, what is this?
Hey, wait a minute now. I ran cross country in high school. I ran.
Did you really?
Yeah, we used to have to go from the high school to what they call the black tanks. And so we take off and everybody run out to the black tanks. It's an oil town.
Okay.
You have to go out to the black tanks. To this day, I've never seen the black tanks.
Never made it.
I get on the canal bank and everybody's coming back. I just turn around and come back with
it. I was cutting through houses, everything. But, you know, going into my senior year, I had a very good track. You know, I did good in track and I did good in basketball. I was a starting, you know, two guard. And so when I actually going to my senior year, I was like, "Oh, I'm not running cross country again." He said, "Well, if you ain't running cross country and you ain't playing football, you ain't playing basketball for me."
Really?
So I said, and the football coach kept asking me to go out. I'm like, "Coach, I don't play football," you know. So when coach gave me that ultimatum, I said, "Well, I go, you know, sit the bench for the year on football and wait till basketball season."
Yeah, there you go.
First day of practice, he said, "You're my starting wide receiver."
Wow.
And I've never stopped playing since.
You said wide receiver. What do you do? Hike the ball?
I mean, I knew that much. But believe it or not, you know, this is me. I played a whole year of high school ball. I made it to the Iowa Shrine Bowl, a high school all-star game. I went to a junior college, and I still didn't really know what a guard and tackle was.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I just knew my plays.
You were just
I knew
that good at what you did.
I was an athlete.
All right.
True athlete.
There you go. And you're training him. We've got some callers on the line. We've got Sarah and Sarah on the line. Sarah's calling from West Virginia. We're going to go to break here. I think we got about 3 minutes or so. Will, what do you think? Will, let him through. Put him on, would you? Hey, Sarah.
Hello. Hey, Court.
We got Wilson and Chamberlain on the phone.
Yes, it's your lucky day.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
What's going on, ladies?
Not much. My girl Courtney's being a little modest today.
Oh,
I realize,
she?
You know, Marte's talking about all of his accomplishments and all this and that, but Courtney just ran a marathon on Sunday.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, Courtney's the co-host and Marte is the guest.
No, I understand kidding. That.
I
wasn't toot
my own horn. They forced me.
Yes, I did. I ran the whole 26.2, and I can't say that I finished with a smile on my face. It was
did
painful.
Did you run the whole way, or did you walk a little bit? You stopped at the coffee
walk.
Shop.
Yeah,
you stopped in the donut shop. And
I stretched. I touched my toes.
And I'm over here complaining about cross country a couple of miles over here.
Exactly.
You ran 26.
Go ahead. It was my first one, so it was an experience. It was definitely something way out of my comfort zone, and I that's what I love to do. I can't say I'll do another one anytime soon, but thank you, Chamberlain.
Maybe you'll do a half one.
No problem.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
How's the weather in West Virginia?
It's a little rainy.
Rainy? You guys getting ready to play some ball back there?
Not anytime soon.
Really? When's
Sarah's,
the season start?
Sarah's retired. She's, what are you, a year older than me? Wilson?
Two?
2 years older.
Does that make you about 38,
39? She's a fellow stripper.
Maybe 27.
Yeah. Well, good. Girls, thanks for calling in. I'm sorry I called you girls, but thanks for calling in. We appreciate you guys calling. I wish you guys were here closer. We can get you that 30 days you'd catch. You guys could work out with Courtney over there.
I need it.
She's a beast.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
She's a beast, man. You work out with her, man. You'll be sore for a month.
She's trying to recruit me right now. And
I'm working
you know.
On it.
Yeah, we're going to get him. We're going to get him
don't
in there.
Scared, Marte.
Don't be scared,
Marte.
Don't be scared.
James in San Francisco trying to get the cat's booty.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
she calls
me,
asking please.
What she needs to do. So,
what you doing in Frisco?
Frisco, right now I'm getting my master's in kinesiology and doing a little job searching.
Okay.
Kinesiology.
You're in the right area.
Man, so. I had a guy, a kinesiologist, had my arm up, and then he pressed on my head, and my arm went down. And then he pressed in my jaw, and then my arm wouldn't go down. I was like, oh, no. Uh-uh.
That's called a puppet.
He was a marionette.
Yeah, so that was so those weren't accurate tests that he ran on me.
No, he's just playing with you. He told you. He fooled you.
That's messed up.
Yeah. Well, girls, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you guys calling in. And Courtney will be back. We kind of like her around the studio here, so she'll be back real soon.
All right. Courtney, I'm sorry I laughed at the stripper song.
I know. You would.
You guys like
you
that?
Would.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Have a good one.
On the next segment coming up, I believe we've got picks coming up, and Damien should be calling in coming up, and we'll talk a little bit about D-Day for Tiger. Some of you already know what D-Day is for Tiger, but we'll be telling you about it, and you can put your input. And don't forget about the cats, the 30 days, Scottsdale location. Give us a call down here, and we'll get you the 30 days of cats. On PlanetGridiron.com, keep it where you got it. The doors closed. I felt like Bad Boy Street Team. I couldn't work the locks. Now let's go.
Take them back to the plan. Opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
Aye,
I'm starting,
hey,
I'm bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
How can technology that is meant to keep us connected leave us feeling so disconnected? All of these changes in our lives, moving along at rapid-fire pace, bring us a slew of new challenges in life. A new program, Really, with Dr. Gah, a.k.a. Glenn A. Heinrichs, will help you navigate these changes and help you create the life that you want. We'll get inside the world of psychology and help you better understand it all. Really, with Dr. Gah, is broadcast live every Wednesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping?
Looking to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Have no hope.
What God made me, as you know.
Make me the star.
All right, back on PlanetGridiron.com. That was Half My Home. My boy's out of Ohio. This is Roland Hill sitting in for Damian Anderson, who's back in Chicago, getting inducted into the Northwestern Hall of Fame. And rightfully so. He's got the stats back there are incredible. Incredible. You know, before we went to break, I said, you know, call us and you may be able to win that 30 days to CATS for the 30-day workout, which CATS stands for?
Competitive Athlete Training Zone.
But I didn't give you a number. The number's going to be 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Give us a call if you're in the Scottsdale area or Phoenix area. Give us a call here. We'll get you 30 days at CATS. Well, I guess we won't go to picks right now. check this out. Burger King. Okay.
Don't even start.
Huh?
Don't even start. What they got? What they
Burger
got?
King. Burger King has... What they're going to do is they're going to start this deal called Whopper Bar. You can get a burger and a beer. Huh? What do you think about that? You can get a burger and beer at Burger King. Well, it's just going to be these specific locations. They won't be everywhere. It'll be like New York.
It'll still be a fast food joint, or will it be like a...
Well, I'm sure you can't take your beer outside, walk down the street, eat your burger. You know what I mean?
Go to drive-thru. Let me get a Whopper and beer to go.
It's not for me, I swear.
You get a Whopper beer. It's not for you, yeah, no.
Really? But, you know, that's pretty innovative, and it shows that what businesses and corporations are going, the lengths they're going to generate revenue now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Generating revenue isn't easy in this economy, except in sports. You know, the pro athletes are the only guys that are making money. You know, you got guys that are up on their contracts right now or coming close to it, especially here. Look at here in Arizona. Okay. Guys, you know, they're staring at $15 million for next year, huh?
Wow.
$15 million. You got to pay me $15 million for next year.
Yeah, but those are the ones that won't get re-signed. You know, those are – like when I was in Denver, I'm there, and they said they hadn't signed their draft choices, and they had to release 7 veterans to get their draft choices signed. So me being a fifth-year vet and 7 other guys got the axe the day before training camp just simply because of revenue, you know, money purposes. So
really?
Yeah, it happens in the numbers game. The economy is affecting – the NFL or the sports as well. You see people like they want to be
able to – they ought to lower their tickets to the game.
Mm-hmm. What are they charging for the Cowboys tickets?
I don't know. I wouldn't even look for it because it's too much. It's too much. And also, I got a text. The senator out of Massachusetts, uh-huh. Scott Brown.
It was Scott Brown.
Scott Brown.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am. Yeah. I stand corrected. Well, I didn't know his name anyway. I just know he wasn't a Dem. Okay. We got Kevin on the line. Will, can we have Kevin?
Hey, Ro, I'm here.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. We're about good. Ready to do those picks. I don't have Damian.
No sign of DA yet, huh?
No sign of DA or
he's enjoying life at home in Chicago.
Yeah, he's probably sitting in his mom's kitchen right now, huh?
you got it.
Yeah, eat some of that food. Or Wags. Where's Wags? Wags, you got to be here somewhere. Maybe
they're a little slower down there in North Carolina, you know.
Yeah.
Things move slower down there.
Yeah, no Wags yet, huh? Okay, well, we can talk a little bit about the games coming up this Saturday. Marte, you up on the games? You watching football now?
I'm watching football.
Yeah? Okay. Who's playing who?
That's a good question. No, it's funny. No, between the Vikings and the Saints.
He says the Red Wings, you know, Bruins.
The NFC, I play in the NFC, so, I got to root for the NFC regardless. But it's a toss-up. It's going to be a good game. If the New Orleans defense can stop, Brett and Peterson – I think they got a good chance.
Do you really think they have a good chance?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think Minnesota is just a steamroller.
Oh, they are.
I think they're unstoppable. I think they're going to do it.
I think when the New Orleans is playing good on all three phases of the game, that they really can't be beat. You know,
Kevin, what do you think?
I agree with Marte. I like the Saints in this game, actually. With the 1-2 punch of Reggie Bush and
Reggie Bush, that boy is crazy, ain't he?
I would say let me rephrase this. If Reggie Bush plays like he did last week, yeah, as far as running north and south, not trying to run around and use the speed, but actually running north and south, getting yards and things of that nature, I think they got a great chance.
He made a stop jump cut last week and made himself go north and south.
Yeah, that was amazing, wasn't it?
It was a play that I haven't seen him do since he was at USC.
Exactly. Not only will they win next week, but he's got his contract's almost up. He will get he's going to get a huge contract anyway. Serious contract. But what about Adrian Peterson? What about Brett Favre? Huh? What about these guys?
Well, I'm a Brett Favre fan.
Percy Harvin. These guys.
I'm a Percy Harvin fan. No. They had one of the most high power offenses in the league. So I mean, it's like I said, it's going to be a gunfight.
There ain't no stunts with them. They know what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're in sync.
Well, they got some good veteran leadership as well. You know, they got the Williams brothers up there up front.
Well,
they can't
get no more veteran than
Brett Favre. Yeah, I'm saying, you got Brett, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and I think that's really important. That's something that the Cardinals is actually starting to build on now, is actually veteran leadership. Mm-hmm. And that's, when we go back to Bertrand, he was a veteran, and that's one of the things where you got to have veterans to be successful in this league.
Right,
in
to show some of the young guys the ropes when they come in.
Especially in the postseason.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, now we got another game, which is the Jets and
the Colts. The
Jets and the Colts.
Yep.
The Jets and Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to vote for Peyton Manning on that one.
Some people say that's a no-brainer, but I don't know. What do you think?
I'm an underdog guy. I mean, I've from high school to junior college to Division II college, I was always the underdog, so I'm going for the Jets.
Kevin, break this game down for us, would you?
But I tell you, I like this game. I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. I think it's going to be a close game. I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets do win, but I mean, I think you still have to go back to old reliable and Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Although the Jets have the number one ranked defense, and Darrelle Revis is a beast, and I think he'll shut Reggie Wayne down for the most part. I still like the Colts and their weapons.
Yeah, I mean they definitely got a lot of weapons. For me, I don't really have a specific team. I like players. I know guys on the team, people that I play with.
That's the way I am.
I'm a Thomas Jones fan. Me and TJ played together.
I like the Jets. I'm a Mark Sanchez fan. He come out of California. I'm from California. His dad's blue collar work. Fireman. But I'm also a fan of. I'm trying to think of his name. He played here. He plays defense. I know his name. Or Pace, not Orlando Pace.
Calvin Pace.
Calvin Pace. I'm a big fan of Calvin Pace. So, I'm a fan of the Jets, and I hope they win. I really, really wish they would win.
Yeah, I'm definitely rooting for them.
So who do we got? I'm Jets.
I'm Colts.
I'm Jets.
We'll
see. Kevin?
As much as I would like to see the Jets win, I think I go with the Colts.
Hey, go, Kevin. Hey, you know why we call him Rain Man?
No.
Because he got all these stats. And you remember Rain Man in
Rain Man? Yeah. He's a numbers like, man.
Kmart. Definitely Kmart.
One of those Corey Chavis type of guys.
So you Colts, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Colts.
2-2. Well, you know, anybody can win a 50-50 chance, you know. Anybody know the odds?
It's the playoffs.
And I'm 0-2 from last week, so.
I don't even know what I was last week, man.
last week was just
Cardinals
embarrassing.
And Cowboys.
So. Yeah, embarrassing. Come on now. I mean, no, nobody showed up to play but the last game.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jets and the Chargers, the only game that actually somebody came to play.
That was a game. That was a fabulous game.
The other three games, they did not show up.
What do you mean, Kevin?
That's 2 weeks in a row. It was like that the first round, too.
Yeah.
The wild card round. It was three blowouts.
We did have an overtime game, which was very exciting. The Cardinals and Green Bay.
They never should have been there. They never should have been there. Kevin, what did you think about the San Diego game last week?
I don't know.
Huh?
I think that, Nate Keating struggled. Uh-huh. I mean, missing three field goals. He missed three field goals all year.
Right.
He misses three in one game.
Do you think it's butterflies?
I think a lot of that, yeah. And I think that, they buckled under pressure, too.
What'd you say, pressure bus fights?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I mean, it's a difference, I'm telling you.
No matter what.
It doesn't matter. It's a difference when you – just like, I don't say nothing negative about anyone, but when you're kicking and you're like – let's say you're losing all the time or you up, you're winning. There's no pressure when you're losing and winning. But when that game's on the line, it's a big difference when you're kicking field goals and stuff like that because, I mean, even one to catch the last – catch or, shooting the last shot in the NBA or whatever it may be. I mean,
Jordan
pressure.
Didn't have a problem with it.
Jordan didn't
pressure,
hit every last shot.
The only problem
think about
Jordan
John
had
Paxson.
Was when Juanita said, I want a divorce.
And he had to write a $42 million check.
Exactly.
That was another problem.
Cut me a check, brother.
$150 million.
Pay me. All right, fellas. Well, we got our picks here. We got 2-2, huh?
2-2.
So, Super Bowl should be who?
Saints and Colts.
I'm going to agree.
Saints
right,
and
man.
Colts. You can't make no money with Saints and Colts, though, man.
I'm a go.
Vikings Colts would make
Think
yeah.
about
yeah,
this. Think about Brett Favre.
Yeah, you're right.
In the Super Bowl.
Against
thinking
Peyton
about
Manning.
No.
That's what they want to see.
That's
I mean,
fun.
that's what
The media
wants to see Brett against Peyton, who's the old school best quarterback against the new school best quarterback. I mean, that's what the fans want to see. Just like last year in the NBA Finals, they wanted to see LeBron and Kobe. They didn't care about the Magic, They really wanted to see LeBron and Kobe. So that's
big
the matchup
money,
people want to see.
Big money, Mark Sanchez and Brett Favre.
Hmm.
The old dog and the young cub in the Super Bowl.
That's big money.
That would be wild, especially coming out of New York, media capital of the world.
That's good.
Sure. That would be great. What do you think, Kevin?
I like both thoughts. I think the biggest thing is going to be Brett Favre, no matter who's playing in that game with him.
Yeah.
That's going to be the biggest story.
Right.
Whether it's Peyton or Mark Sanchez. And I think a second biggest story would be if it was Mark Sanchez.
Yeah. I agree.
I really hope Mark makes it there. First year in, goes to the Super Bowl and wins. The Jets win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Not only goes to the Super Bowl,
but
with Brett's former team.
Yep, exactly.
That's
a big media thing. Brett played with the Jets last year. Now they're both, they're both different. I mean, he's in a different team. They go to the Super Bowl.
We're media.
Yeah.
So that's a big guess.
Hey, it's news. It was sales. Yeah. It's about sales.
It is news. It's news. So we'll see what happens this weekend. We'll be talking about it next Friday. But I think we're going to go to a break here pretty quick. Will, are you queuing me in on a break? I can't see there. Oh, he says I got 30 seconds. Well, Kevin, thanks for joining us for the picks. And
we still haven't talked about Tiger.
We'll get to Tiger. We'll get to the D-Day. And we'll see. Huh? Coming up after the break, we'll talk about Tiger Woods and his D-Day right here on PlanetGridiron.com. For the day I die, I'm going to touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos would hurt the ride before Cam got the shit to pop.
Is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
Aye,
I'm starting,
hey,
I'm bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
And now,
you got it.
It's time for more Planet Grid. And we're back here on PlanetGridiron.com. It's the Damian Anderson Show. Damian, this is Roland Hill sitting in for Damian Anderson. Damian's back in Chicago and being inducted into the Northwestern University Hall of Fame. I was hoping Damian would call in, but he may be in the airport. He had a little trouble getting out last night with the storms here in Arizona. Just something in the news, something you guys might be interested in, is the Philadelphia Phillies, Shane Victorino signed a contract extension, 3 years for $22 million.
Wow.
I played the wrong sport.
3 years, $22 million. Mm. Well, good for you, Shane, if you can get that kind of money out of him. And now it's time for Tiger's D-Day, huh? Tiger's now, D-Day is Disclosure Day. Tiger has to sit down with his wife, and he's got to tell her about each incident, each affair he had.
Now, is this through his sex rehab, or is
Tiger's down in Mississippi, and he's going through rehab, and this is part of the healing process,
oh.
I guess.
Oh.
Or it might be not much healing for him once he gets
that's
past 15.
That's a divorce
15.
Process.
Huh, you think?
It's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah. D-Day's not disclosure, it's divorce.
Yeah, I'm about to sit down and tell you why you should divorce me.
But
you're going to sit there and tell about each affair in detail?
As a female, I don't know. I don't want to
hear
that.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to hear that.
Yeah, but it's
unless
part
you have
of the
something
healing.
Good to tell me, because all of that is bad.
Well, like, maybe he might tell her, you know, baby, none of them were as good as you, you know?
Yeah.
So
I had my eyes closed. I wasn't even looking at her.
But, you know, and she can show up or she doesn't have to show up. And I think if she shows up, that shows that she's willing to work on the relationship. And, you know, you said something earlier about her buying a house in Sweden.
In Sweden?
Is she from, if she's from
I don't know
Sweden?
Where she from.
Somewhere like
Dutch,
that.
Dutch, somewhere Scandinavian or something. But, you know, you said she bought that house before, you know, before all this happened or something. And
she closed, I think, about a week after this happened. So she was already in the process of buying her own home.
So I think it's safe to say that this was not the first she'd heard about any kind of affairs.
I don't know that she
knew
what
it was.
What a boy ain't never home.
This, you know?
No, he's never home.
I think that she knew, but not to this magnitude.
Not to this level, no.
You know, I think, you know.
Well, wait, what magnitude? What does it take? Okay, your husband or your wife, one, two, what do you get, a five? Huh? You get a five limit? Does it cap on it or what?
I think there is some level of I made a mistake,
like Kobe,
and forgiveness.
Kobe made a mistake with one person.
That we know of.
That we know of. Of course, of who we know of. That the media publicized, you know, so it was a little bit easier to swallow. So the magnitude wasn't, I mean, of course it was big, but I think everybody deep down knows that she had five different semens in her. I mean,
No, but wait a minute.
That's a whole other thing. But I'm just saying, you
Kobe's
know,
like, damn, they gave me all this for, and I had to buy this ring and go through all this for one girl.
Yeah, he got.
What's Tiger going to do?
I know, right?
Everybody.
Tiger buying an island for you.
You know,
I'm gonna buy Sweden.
But with Kobe, everybody knew it was a setup. Everybody knew the girl was coming after a couple of dollars. Here she's working the front desk or whatever, and then she goes upstairs with. How tall is Kobe? 6'4", 5'6", 7" basketball player, cardio like crazy. Come on now. You know. So I mean,
but where was she before his room? She had or after one of the two. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe that was her gig, man. That's what she she got the big check.
She hit it big.
Yeah. But you know, I think some women say that they wouldn't be there. Say they'll just stay there in the house. Get, you know, Tiger, you do what you want to do. I'm just going to stay here, and I just got the house. I got the check. I'll go get my nails done. Mm-hmm. I'll go get my hair did and all that stuff, and you do what you want to do.
Yeah, you still got to have happiness in your marriage. I mean, you still got to be happy. I mean,
well, of course you got to be happy, but, you know, people think differently. There are people that think that, you know, they marry for different reasons. You know,
that
people marry because, oh, you have this job, I have this job, and we can get this, and they have separate bank accounts, and it's all business. I mean, they go to the doctor's office to conceive children, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I agree with that.
So, I mean, you know, what did Tina Turner say? What's love got to do?
I guess we'll find out what comes out of this.
D-Day,
this
huh?
We'll
see.
We really will.
If she shows up or not.
Do you think she really loved him? Do you think she really loved him? I mean, Tiger Woods.
I think she'd grown to love him probably, but I mean,
after two kids, they say women, after they have a couple of kids, you know, they fall in, or maybe one kid, you know, because the kid's with the dad, they fall in love with that person maybe before. But, you know, there are a lot of cases down at the child support office with one kid, you know.
And it's hard to judge because the media portrayed Tiger as a certain man. And you see her and him together, and they seem so happy. But who knows? You know, she seems like a good wife and a good mom. But what do we know?
But
we don't know.
Did Tiger really ask? Did Tiger really ask?
She did take a golf.
Yeah, hey, did you hear the 911 call? Did you hear the 911 call? Tiger called in and he says, what did he say? This is Tiger Woods. I had an accident. I'm in my car. And then the 911 operator says, are you okay? You weren't doing anything you weren't supposed to be doing? He goes, no. And she goes, yeah, you're Tiger. I know you. You're Tiger Woods, the golfer. And he goes, yeah, but I'm not a very good driver.
Fair enough.
Yeah. She is, because she took that driver.
I'm not mad at her for that.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
No, wait a minute. Now, all this domestic violence stuff
and all this,
you know, non-violence and let's talk about it and all this stuff. And
it sounds good. It sounds good. But I'm not saying I wouldn't do the same thing. If I don't know what went down, but something went down. So
you'd have taken all his fronts out, huh?
You know, something.
Yeah, he'd been whistling it.
Can you guys hear me?
Hey, DA.
Am I on?
You are on, baby. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Loving the Chicago, beautiful 30-degree weather. It feels good to be back, man.
Well, you deserve to be back, man. You know, you're going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame with likes of Ralph Baker, Sybil Bauer, Ralph Byers. You're in good hands, man. Good company.
Hey, have any of you passed 1950? That you just named, bro. We've had some other ones like Barry Gardner, Fitzgerald, Otto Graham. You name players I've never even heard of, bro.
I see a Frank Hill on here.
Okay, that's good. But no, you guys holding it down, man?
Yeah, we're doing our thing out here, man. You doing all right back there? I know you had some trouble.
Yeah, it's good, man. I just got the campus, so it looks beautiful. It's a little different than ASU's campus where you got booty shorts and flip-flops. Out here we got Uggs and, you know, pea coats all day out here.
Got moon boots on.
Man, I don't think I'd want to go to school back there.
Well, yeah, it's that education, bro. That's where you go. You sacrifice a little bit. It's the bigger picture.
Later you can enjoy the rest, right?
Definitely. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. What'd you tell me? One great mind told me, you do what you have to do what you want to do.
Exactly.
That's it right there.
Yeah. Well, Damien, you definitely deserve what you're getting this evening. Is it this evening they're giving it to you? Tomorrow
evening? Tonight.
You deserve it. We looked up your stats, and you've done some amazing things for Northwestern University.
I've got some stats on you, DA, that I didn't know before. So I've got Northwestern all-time leading rusher, 11 consecutive game touchdowns. You're sixth in the Big Ten still to this day?
Man, I tell you what, you know, those records still stand, don't they?
I was never a stat guy, man. I just, I'm sure you're holding
some records back there, man.
So congratulations, man.
Congratulations from all of us.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for being on the show. Say hello to the family back there.
We'll do. Appreciate it, Courtney, Marte. Thanks for coming on, guys.
No problem.
All right. Don't eat too much, brother.
Well, not. I'll see you guys soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, make sure everybody tunes in Sunday Night Sports with Jude LaCava on Fox.
All right. If you're in West Virginia, tune in to Sunday Night Sports with Jude LaCava on Fox Sports.
Talk to you later, man.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, that'll do it for us. PlanetGridiron.com, Damien Anderson Show. I'm Roland Hill. I'm sitting in for Damien Anderson. Got Courtney here. And we got Marte Jenkins. Was on the show today. Thanks, guys, for coming
in.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
And don't forget to go to standoutsportsnow.com.
Standoutsportsnow.com.
That's right.
We'll see y'all next week. Bye-bye. I'm a Texas guy. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'm a Texas guy. Now let's take them.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.